This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Right? No, seriously, I mean, can't be part of the solution unless you're getting informed. Unless you're getting engaged. Unless you're really, you know, again, it's just really a matter of making sure that your facts are straight. I only say that because I'm watching people tell stories about what's going on, what the president is doing and not doing, and I go, wait a minute, where are you getting your information? Like from another planet? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're on here with me and you're paying attention, you're involved and you're engaged and... Again, there is so much going on. So the president has decided, thank God, to kill funding to the WHO, even for the World Health Organization, even if it's only for a little bit, even if it's only to let them know that we're serious. We want some. We want results. We don't want lies. Tired of the lies. Tired of the aggravation. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE. You don't agree with me? 855-732-5563. You know, you gotta check out Rick Green's constitutional moment every night. And it is. It's every night. And the reason I say that is because, he is laying out how we are laying down for the government. We're allowing them to take advantage of us. We're allowing them... Look at the governor in Michigan. Is it Michigan? I mean, it is nuts what they're allowing us and not allowing us to do. In Los Angeles County, if you don't have a mask on, and yours truly really wanted to play some games the other day, if you don't have a mask on, you can't go into certain stores. Well, you can't go in any store. You can't be roaming the streets. Can't do anything. It's going to happen when they open the bank lobbies back up. How many people get thrown to the ground then, huh? And then you think about not just that, but the sheriff in Los Angeles County is going to let over 4,000 people, well, I think he already has, because the ACLU gave him a hard time. 4,000 plus people out of jail because... You know, it's spreading too fast in the jails, although I didn't know anything about that. And now he says, well, it's not the coronavirus, because he was actually thinking about this before this happened. Really. I'd like to, you know, again, I would... I'd like to see where he put that press release out. No, really. Because... This sheriff, he wanted to close down the gun stores. With everything that's going on, close down the gun stores, they're non-essential, but let prisoners out. Who thinks like this? Yeah, I know, left us. But who thinks like this? Who thinks this makes sense? And Nancy Pelosi and team, you want to talk about voter fraud? They're talking about, they want They call us people that want to suppress votes. They want to give them away to anybody. They see no value in this country. They see no value in who died for us to have the right to vote. They want you to be able to register online and get to vote by mail. There's no, how do you validate that? No, really, think about it. How do you validate that? How do you make that work? In my mind, you can't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's really important that you make sure you've got this all figured out, because this is, look at, it's going to be a problem in this election. If we don't get out and stand up for President Trump, if we don't get out and stand up for our rights, look what's happening already. Look what you've allowed to happen already. Look what you've put up with already. You know, some of you Trumpers, I'm not going to beat on you, but I'm going to make a statement here. Some of you Trumpers who are all about Trump, you forgot something. He needs the Senate and the Congress to win. This is going to be a fight like, I know we keep saying it, I know we keep hearing it, but this is going to be a fight like no other. This election. And the fight's going to simply be have a fair one. Never mind making sure that Trump wins. And I think Trump was talking today about reopening states or authorizing the states to reopen. But the thing he's, you know, everybody's talking about his constitutional crisis comments. Yeah, he's got more authority than the states do. Well, in some areas he does, doesn't he? Right? You've got governors right now that are trying to act like they're their own countries. They got to come up with their own interstate commerce rules. I thought that was the federal government. You've got Newsom, who's trying to make a billion, who tried to make a billion-dollar deal before all this went down with China. Not supposed to do that. Right? I mean, these are the same people. When they get in trouble, they look to the feds for help, but if the feds don't move fast enough, they don't like it. But they don't want them involved. Like I said the other day, this is like a 17-year-old brat who blames daddy for letting him use the car because he got in an accident with it. Not his fault for not paying attention. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, some of you, look, I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. I'm starting to look like my wife. She's just like, I look like a chia pet, right? I mean, seriously, this is getting out of hand. I get it. I got it. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you are, you know, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, as I like to say. You really do need to be part of the solution. And the way you make that happen, the way you do that, is you don't spew the party line. You don't spew the last story you saw on Twitter. Okay, you make sure you get informed and then engage. Before then, you're just making me crazy. All right? It's really that simple. Anyway, I love having this guy on with me. Brad Dacus is joining me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a company that does a lot of great things for us in this country. Brad, thanks for being with me. And tell people, what do you do?
We have Pacific Justice Institute, our nonprofit legal organization. What we do is we defend civil liberties, parents' rights over their kids, religious freedom for everyone, the sanctity of human life. And we do it all without charge, and we have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the United States committed to doing this work. And we're sort of unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We are very unique in that we make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to those three areas of civil liberties. And we're very, very adamant to make sure that everyone does get that help.
Yeah, I know you do. I know what great work you've already done, and so just keep up the good work, people. You need to head over to pji.org, and help them out. Whether look at the resources they need. Maybe it can be a connection to your local church or your local organization for them. Maybe you've got now you're not going to Starbucks every day. I'm sure you got a few extra bucks sitting around you can throw in the direction of PJI. Anyhow, hey, a lot of crazy stuff happening, Brad. Right? We've got people being fined for a parking lot church service. This is like, I mean, if it was a drive-in movie, I wonder if they would have had the same irritation, but really?
Yeah, and that's part of the real problem here is when you compare it to the fact that individuals are allowed to go into drive-ins and eat their food there in their car, all sitting there in the parking lot eating their whatever food they're having there, they can do that. And there's no penalty, no warning, nothing. But if they decide to park in a church parking lot with their windows rolled up, then they get slapped with a $500 fine and other threats that other states are coming down with. And that's why we at the Pacific Justice Institute are at the point where we see that these restrictions have now clearly crossed the line. We are ready to go to bat for churches that are having to deal with outrageous restrictions that even the Attorney General Barr has stepped forward and said, this is draconian, this is outrageous,
yep.
And this needs to be challenged. And with one federal judge already in, out of Kentucky has struck these kind of restrictions down. I think we're going to start seeing some healthy pushback.
I hope you're right. I mean, seriously, because in the past, these pastors have been too quiet on these kind of issues. And I think when it comes to this stuff here, you're seeing it happen in other places. We're allowed to pseudo-gather, in other places. You've got that, I think it's the Michigan governor who's now telling you what you can buy and what you can't buy at the grocery store. Do they not know the Constitution? Do they not know what their own power ability are? They just get little dictators once they get in there.
Yeah, and that's what's so ugly about this is it does seem that they're very arbitrary and capricious on what they're deciding and what limitations they're imposing and being very uneven-handed with regards to how they're doing it. It's for example, in California, people can drive up to a liquor store, a Bevo's or a Total Wine, and they can drive up there and get a bottle of wine, buy a bottle of wine or booze. But they can't drive up into a church and from the car receive communion or from the car with distance from the priest, say, have confession. That's outrageous. I mean, it seems that the government is going out of its way to be non-accommodative of a fundamental right requiring the greatest degree of governmental accommodation and tolerance. Religious freedom.
Yeah, no, I agreed 100% with you. And did you ever really think we'd get to that point in this country where religious freedoms were so fragile?
Yeah, I never thought we'd ever reach the day that we would have such extreme measures taken with regards to churches and people's ability to worship. And now I understand completely the policy of as far as large gatherings. We didn't want this virus to get out of control and have 2 million plus people dying. I totally get that. And there is indeed perhaps a compelling state interest to justify some prudent measures. But to say that people can crowd a Costco and yet They can't attend a church service with, you know, six seats, two aisles and six seats that are left and right open, wearing a mask, engaging in proper distancing. The fact is, there are policies, there are ways to secure prudent safety, higher safety in churches, still allow them to minister, particularly like the parking lot services, especially when this is compared to what's taking place at Home Depots, liquor stores, and the like.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, I've been to the Lowe's a half a dozen times in the last week, needing parts and pieces for the house, and I go in and out of there very easily. And there's as many people there as there are in small churches all across the country. You know, people think that the churches are just these big, you know, mega churches, a couple thousand people in every church, but the majority of small churches around me, a couple hundred people.
So, exactly. And I can tell you that individuals, particularly individuals who are by themselves, this can be very depressing. That some degree of interaction, even with, you know, safe distancing and masking, et cetera, being worn, is very important. And my understanding is that this can be very dangerous in terms of depression, suicide. That's why I hope that the governor of California and the governors of some of these other states step back and look at this rationally and reasonably in terms of what the real cost, what the real price is, in terms of socially, in terms of health and safety, and as well as looking at the long-term economic impact that has on mental health and safety as well.
Love these people say, money shouldn't matter when it comes to health. Well, it does. You have to be able to do research and development. You have to be able to get the best of drugs, the best of doctors. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump accuses the World Health Organization of fueling the coronavirus pandemic by failing to sound an alarm quickly enough and being too friendly to China. For that, he says he's cutting off U.S. funding.
While a review is conducted to assess the World
Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus.
The president also said, though he's in charge, governors do have a role in deciding when to lift states' orders.
We have beautiful pieces, beautiful states with capable governors. They know when it's time to open, and we don't want to put pressure on anybody. I'm not going to put any pressure on any governor to open.
But he did say he would come down hard on any state that doesn't adhere to strict state guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. Like Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And President Trump today decided to tell the WHO to go pound sand. No more funding. No more money for them until they, you know, they fess up to what they did, prove how they did it, or how they come up with the information they came up with. And, you know, remember, these are the people that are supposed to be keeping us safe. On, you know, all you globalists who love the UN and NATO and all of that, these are the people that are supposed to keep us safe. And they're putting China and North Korea on, you know, human rights commissions. Are we serious? Yeah, I'd stop all funding. All of it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a group that does great things all across the nation in protecting your legal rights. And, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So, yeah, people, you know, I don't blame them. And I know that we kind of differ a little bit here. My attitude, point blank, is the government doesn't have a right to do what they're doing now. They have well overstepped in so many areas. The Constitution doesn't give them a right to pretty much shut us totally down. Governor Nuisance is now out there saying, this may be the new norm. He may allow restaurants to reopen if they cut back. I want you to think about this. If they cut back on their tables, they can't have as many people in the restaurant. Okay, I mean, cut down the interaction. Might be permanent masks on for servers and waiters and that kind of thing. I'm thinking, wow, really? Is this really where we're going? And seriously, can they really do it?
Yeah, as far as the government goes, they can do it if they have statutory authority under the, which they do. This governor does, because the legislature voted to give him this very broad powers, which I think is very dangerous when any legislative body does that, whether for the governor or for the president, for that matter, just sort of a blank check of powers to do whatever they wish and feel is necessary for the emergencies at hand, particularly. Though when they use it in ways that violate people's fundamental rights under the First Amendment of the Constitution, and among those that mentioned is the free exercise of religion. You know, yes, there is a compelling state interest. You could argue that. You could argue that, you know, people are getting sick and say, okay, fine. But are there restrictions actually narrowly tailored to the most least restrictive means possible to furthering that interest? And when you talk about churches and synagogues and how they've been treated, the answer is absolutely no. They are not the most least restrictive, especially when you compare it with other entities being used. For example, restaurants. if he decides to allow restaurants to open, even at, like, say, every other table, but does not allow churches and synagogues to open with, you know, every other pew, or, you know, then he's going to find himself with more and more litigation, and it's not going to turn out nicely for him, particularly with the Supreme Court that we have.
Yeah, what I find interesting, he doesn't care. I mean, he's got 68 lawsuits against the president, wasting our tax money like crazy. Isn't that nice of him? It's just amazing to me. But then you got that, again, we go back to that governor up in, you know, with Michigan or wherever it is, who basically is you can go into Walmarts, right? You can buy some food, but you can't buy a garden hose. You can't buy a seeds. Certain thing. Why wouldn't you be allowed? How are you going to get that to a judge in court and go, yes, Your Honor, well, the seeds might be tainted with the COVID virus, and I want to make sure they're safe. How do you sell that?
Yeah, and it's being very, once again, very just arbitrary and as to what's really needed, what's not needed, and that can be, you know, very problematic. If someone's there at Lowe's and they're picking up something for a plugged pipe that needs to be fixed, you know, and then they can't pick up some paint or something else. It is very draconian, and I think that the American people, in a free country, as we've prided ourselves in being, are really seeing ourselves in some kind of a nightmare, a scenario that we would expect in some kind of totalitarian country in some fictional book. Not the United States, and how this is laid out has been very unfortunate. I am somewhat optimistic, though. I think they're going to step up to the plate and correct some of this outrageousness in the next week or two. I know the president, Trump, is going to be putting significant pressure on the states to be reasonable so we can get back to work and be much more prudent as we do so, but definitely get back to work and let our society start to function as a free society as we've always been.
Yeah, somebody sent me an article earlier, which I thought was great, and it actually goes through how the Mississippi mayor who fined the Baptist church you were talking about. I mean,
yes.
My understanding is that Bill Barr went through the roof. And I can only imagine how that phone call went when he called the attorney general of the state there. It must have been great.
Oh, yes. And he's very, very bright, very highly respected. He's not a radical ideologue by any means. And so, I would hate to be on the other side of that phone call.
Well, the Mississippi mayor, he almost, I mean, two digits shy of making the phone call to send the National Guard out to these churches to keep them from opening, to keep people from, you know, going there and worship or do whatever it is they were doing. I guess they were just, to your point, they were driving through to get communion, and that was it, right?
Yeah, I heard they were wanting to park in the parking lot for a church service, and they had their windows open. But the irony is, if you go and take a look at the drive-ins, the fast food drive-ins,
yes,
they're parked there, and they don't even have their windows up. They have their windows down.
Right.
So it's crazy. And what he pointed out, and I think, and what the judge pointed out in the Kentucky case, is that government is treating religious gatherings differently and religious people differently. And it's so obvious from an evidentiary perspective from the facts. So I think that Gavin Newsom and others, governors, are going to they're going to have to rethink what they're doing, how they're doing it, or else they're going to pay the price as these cases mount. And we at Pacific Justice Institute, I can't give you the details, but right now we are working and preparing such a lawsuit ourselves to keep the heat on these governors to becoming much more reasonable in their infringement on our freedoms and fundamental rights under the Constitution.
Well, you've got the New Mexico judge. She came out, Graham, I think it's Grisham is her last name, a Democrat. And she announced, she signed an order and said, hey, don't even try to open up. Now, Easter's over, but don't even try to open up on Easter. You know, and
yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, my God, what else has she closed down? And forgive me, you know, if I offend you, if you're listening, but does she close down the mosques? They meet more than churches do. You know, I mean, for prayer and such and what have you. What else did she close down? Really interesting to take on what these people are doing. I don't know. It makes me
nuts.
Yeah, it should. And the sad thing is when we have fear and panic, that is when we're the quickest to surrender our rights. And what's good is that Americans, we've done some, this is an emergency, all right, okay, we'll be cooperative. But we're now realizing, wait a minute, we've given you now a few weeks, and we don't see our rights coming back. We don't see our freedoms coming back. There's something wrong here. And that's why I'm really glad that the president is going to be making some major changes. And I'm cautiously optimistic, particularly with lawsuits that are being filed, and I know that what we're doing is going to put some pressure on the governors to amend their ways and sooner rather than later. But, this business of waiting until, June 1st, that's too late, and it's not necessary. And I think they're going to have a very difficult time defending their hypocrisy and their double standards in a federal court of law.
Oh, I hope so. But these guys seem to, every time they're shot down by the Supreme Court or another court for that matter, I notice that they go right at it again, only from a different angle, to get hit again with another lawsuit. They just, it's not their money. I mean, there's an endless
right.
bucket of taxpayer dollars that they have to keep fighting this with. And that's the biggest problem in my humble mind, okay?
Yeah, it is. And I will say this, the other side points to, a few churches that met very sloppily, just all packed the pews, no mask, and I think that's unfortunate because with those few examples of a lack of prudence given the circumstances, I think it was used to justify some of these draconian measures about parking lot closures and things like that. But I think moving forward, we're going to be very rational, but also cherishing our freedoms and defending our freedoms in the process.
All right. Well, we're going to go for a quick commercial when we come back. I want to talk a little bit about the church's rights with the new stimulus or care, whatever they're calling it, package they put out there. Do the churches have a right to partake in some of this money? We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So I really I really do appreciate the the time that you're spending with us. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, from Pacific Justice Institute. Listen, why don't you tell him, Brad, what the Pacific Justice Institute does and how they can help?
Yeah, we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life through a huge network of attorneys, and we do it completely without charge. And a lot of it, it comes from individuals out there, many of you in your audience, who support our work, who become a part of our work. Even just $5-$10 a month makes a big difference in the work that we do. And we work hard. We're very unique, and we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help. So we don't just take on a few high-profile cases and have a marketing company in New York, just treating it like a business. We actually have a heart of servanthood to make sure that everyone gets help, that they're not left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life, and those issues that we're committed to.
Parents' rights thing, with this COVID virus, we're not hearing some of those issues, obviously, that you were fighting, that we were talking about on a regular basis. You just brought up parental rights. Here in California, parental rights are being squelched at an alarming rate and in alarming ways when it comes to, you know, you can't have your kid counseled when it comes to, what is it, transgenderism. If you try to bring your child to a counselor, you can actually be arrested. That child can be taken away from you. Kids at 12 years old, young girls that are pregnant at 12 years old can go have an abortion, and you would never know as a parent. The school could take them there. Their rights, they almost don't have any. This is appalling, isn't it?
Yeah, and they do have rights, but they're not being recognized, and they're being violated all the time by liberal school districts, by the California, you know, Department of Social Services, by the Department of Education, the teachers' unions, and their agendas. And so we at Pacific Justice are really working hard to expose this. That's one reason why we have a documentary film on this new sex education curriculum that's coming out. People, if they want it, it's for adults. It is for mature audiences only, ! I'm just making that really clear. If they want that to look at, if they want to get it, though, if they're a parent and they need to be aware of what their kids are actually seeing, then they need to sign up on the Legal Insider on our website page. It's just Legal Insider. You'll see it in the right-hand corner, and they can get that and other information. Also, though, I see incredible opportunities because of what we're dealing with. There's so many parents. Every parent's home is homeschooling effectively, and they have the state program instead of a private other program, but they're all homeschooling. At the same time, we have this outrageous, very, very extremely liberal, immoral sex ed social agenda coming out. It's already in 17 cities outside of California, as I speak, including Fort Worth, believe it or not. And so as we see this happening, I think it's a great golden opportunity for homeschooling to flourish. And in particular, we at Pacific Justice Institute have a short video on our website under churches where we talk about how churches and parents can work together to start homeschool co-ops, you know, church homeschool co-ops, and how easy it is. And we're really going to be pushing that all summer long for parents to really seriously reconsider before putting their child back in a public school. This is there's so many advantages to it, and it's already been tested, and I think we're going to see it flourish in the months ahead.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you, I was talking to some other educators today, and I said, look, you're looking at a whole different educational paradigm. Parents are learning. Now, there are some parents that can't wait till the kids go back to school. I got that. But parents are learning what their kids are being taught. They're learning what their kids don't know. And, you know, being in education myself, I hear from a lot of parents who are appalled at what their kids haven't learned, can't do, and are being taught in school. So I think some people in education are having the same mindset that some hardcore Democrats are having, like everybody thinks like they do, and they're not really seeing what's going on. And I'm hoping you're right, and that people take more of an active role in their kids' education. That's what saddens me most of the time. Parents don't take that active role, do they?
No, they don't. And the great thing about like a church homeschool co-op is you have the parents getting together. They meet and have lessons and tutoring two or three times a week at a church or at a synagogue, and you have like study hall time. But and then you know parents where in the past they couldn't homeschool because they both work or it's a single parent working. Well, they can work cooperatively with a group of parents in that church, working together to help that parent. And maybe on the Saturday, for example, they can have a one of the days of meeting on a Saturday for those parents who can't provide support and tutoring and stuff during the week. It's going to give so much opportunity moving ahead, and we're very excited about that. And we have information on our website at pacificjustice.org for those interested.
Yeah, and so what interesting cases have you moved through or have you had come up in the last couple of months? I mean, I know that sometimes we hit on some of those issues that people can help or not.
One is dealing with a church in Salinas, California. They went ahead and they are in the old downtown Salinas. They're already in a building there in the downtown strip there, and they just want to move across the street. And they were told, oh, no, we won't let you do that. And you have to only be on the second floor, and we're not going to let you be on the first floor like you were before. And they said, well, no, we're going to have a Bible bookstore there on the first floor. And they said, no, we don't want you, you know, you kind of people there. We want. And so it's outrageous. And this is not the first time we've had problems with Salinas. I mean, it's a little town, but it's got a terrible reputation. So we at Pacific Justice, we filed a lawsuit. We have just conducted, we just had oral argument this morning. Our chief counsel attorney, Kevin Snyder, did a great job. We'll see how that turns out. We are now working on two criminal defense cases. We have briefings filed. These are criminals, right? The criminals are ministers who are being currently prosecuted for preaching the gospel and passing out gospel tracts in public places that they're protected to do under the First Amendment of the Constitution. So it's really, we're having those pop up all over the country now, ministers and pastors being criminally prosecuted in the United States for all doing the same thing, which is evangelizing publicly and abiding by the law otherwise, but they're being told, no, we don't want you, your messaging. And so we're going to, yeah, so I've got two cases in Texas and Dallas myself that I'm working on, two criminal defense. So those are keeping us busy. And then we have businesses, of course, that we've been, you know, protecting. Like we have one up in Oregon, for example, had a Bible study in his business. So they're keeping us really active. But I have some really good news, though, for those who are, whether they're a part of a church or a small business or even a private school, online. As you well know, we have a Zoom video webinar, if you will, one for business owners, one for private schools, one for private schools, and one for churches and synagogues. And it talks about how they can get financial relief, just like everyone else, through the CARES Act. And it's very well done. We actually have an expert attorney on staff specializing in finance law. She worked for a Citigroup and International Bank in London and in Cambridge, and very brilliant. And she actually, by God's providence, a year ago, we hired her to join our staff. And she actually leads the webinar and for all three, and they're separated out. So people can go to our website and listen to those, download those, and I think really get a lot out of it.
And you've got a lot of other good things, you know, on the website on how to take back your school. I mean, that's the other part of it. You and I have had this discussion a million times, which is, A, you need to elect the right people to your local school boards. It's the only way you're really going to keep some kind of control of what your kids learn. But number two is you really need to know what's going on in the school. You have a right to ask teachers questions. You have a right. You actually have a right to be in your kid's classroom. You have a right to go to the school. Nobody should ever keep you out of the school or, you know, your kid's education system. And people, for some reason, are afraid to do it. And you've got something they can download and read about it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We have incredible resources. We have a book, which free download, called Reclaim Your School. And it's available right there on our website. It's really easy to access and under resources. And then we also have a booklet for parents and students' rights in public education. And then we have something for college students called The Constitution on Campus, so that they can know what their rights are when they're being bullied and harassed by intolerant left, you know, extremist professors or mobs of students wanting to, you know, physically or verbally harass them because of their beliefs. You know, we have that protection laid out for them in that material, The Constitution on Campus. We have a lot of resources to really equip individuals, churches, parents, businesses, and others to know what their rights are and to be able to use those rights, and then we'll step in and defend it without charge. So we really stand by everything we say all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary.
All right, people, you've been asking for help. You ask for resources. You want to know what's available. PJI.org. PJI.org. And it doesn't cost them nothing to do the work. They need help. So anyway, Brad, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Sussman joins me in the next hour, host of Whiskey Politics. We'll have a lot of fun together. Don't go far.